describe what the Mont Fayette is and where it would go through Braddock?
The Mont Fayette is a toll road that has been on the books now for, you know, 30 plus years as a route that would go through the Monongahela Valley and ultimately connect down into Oakland and the downtown Pittsburgh area. Braddock is probably, you know, the main focal point of the highway because the road would literally bisect the community, you know, running through alongside our main drag, Braddock Avenue, through the entire length of the town and effectively severing our community from the waterfront.
Okay. And much has been made, you know, they describe this project as a tool to redevelop Braddock. And as the mayor of Braddock, what do you have to say about that?
Well, that's specious logic. I have yet to come across an example of an urban area that was rejuvenated by running a highway through the middle of it. This notion that you need to redevelop brownfields and build a highway for it is, well, you know, the waterfront, no matter what your opinion of the waterfront is, it was an old brownfield and, you know, it didn't need a highway, and it's constantly, you know, mobbed by people. The Cary Furnace site is another development that's going to reclaim a brownfield that wouldn't need a highway built through it. So this notion that somehow by running a highway through it, people are going to suddenly see Braddock as anything other than an area that we can drive over at, you know, 50 feet above and just keep on going it just doesn't ring true. If there's no reason now for people to come out, in their opinion, building a highway through it is only going to make it less attractive.
Okay. So you think that not only is the highway not going to help Braddock, but it's actively going to hurt Braddock and hurt Braddock through development?
Oh, absolutely. That would, you know, drive a stake through our socioeconomic and civic heart. You know, a four-lane, you know, highway with toll plazas running through the middle of the community. Braddock already has the highest child asthma rate in the region. You know, some of the poorest air quality in the region, and how somebody could explain how running a four-lane interstate through the middle of the town, through a community where many residents can't afford a car, when we can't even have the busway connected, we don't have a comprehensive transportation plan in place, not only will not help Braddock, it will actually, I think, really kind of signal the end of, and just make us a disposable community that, suddenly, if it's okay to run an interstate through it, you know, why stop there?
Great. And so what would you like to see the money spent on instead of the highway?
Well, certainly it would be unreasonable to expect that we could spend $4 billion on Braddock. I think that's more of a regionalism question where it's like, think of what that money would do for the entire Pittsburgh greater region. The thing that kind of piques my interest and I think is fairly compelling is the money that the Turnpike Authority has set aside to purchase the right-of-way through Braddock and through other communities that will be touched by the Mont Fayette. And think of what that money could do to the communities. It's a much smaller pot of money than the overall cost of the highway. But I figure if somebody could get approval to buy the right-of-way, why not use that money and turn that into a kind of comprehensive community redevelopment plan, extend the busway, you know, work on, you know, it wasn't that long ago that you could get on a train in Braddock and be in downtown Pittsburgh in a matter of minutes, and vice versa. Why couldn't we resurrect a comprehensive eastern transportation solution? So it really comes down to one simple aspect that, you know, running a highway through a town does not create economic development. It will absolutely stifle any future development. You have a right-of-way going through the town that hasn't seen any investment or improvements in probably 20 years, and I'd be happy to show anybody around through the right-of-way, and you can see this ribbon of dilapidation that snakes through the length of the community.
All right. Mayor John Fetterman from Braddock, thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me today.